Caleb McLeod is along with us. Caleb, you're 15 years old and back heading into November. I mean, there you are, just kind of a usual 15-year-old guy. I love playing football, all sorts of other sports, doing video games and everything else. And then things started to change. You got this numbness in your toes and fingers. Now, when you first found this happening, what was going through your head?
I didn't really know what to think. I didn't think it was anything serious at all.
Now, it did end up being something a lot more serious. You're diagnosed with the thing, it was Guillain-Barré syndrome?
Yeah.
And they thought that it was not going to spread anymore. This is back in November. But then right after Christmas, you had a relapse. And now, and you've lost feeling where?
Well, it went all the way up to my legs, to my lower back, and it was in my hands and face.
Wow. How is this affecting your life right now?
It's hard, I guess. I mean, I keep thinking that, you know, I could do activities. Like right now, I can't run. I just learned to, like, jump a little bit. And it's hard, but I can get through it. I think it will get better. It is getting better a little bit.
Is it just learning how to operate your limbs and so forth without feeling?
Yeah.
Well, we hope that you can play football again. I know, is that kind of something that keeps you focused and keeps you wanting to get better?
Yeah, I really want to play football. It was wonderful this year, and I hope I can play it next year.
Now, you're going through treatment still right now, right?
No, I'm done treatment.
Okay, so what is going to happen now?
It's basically just a waiting game to see if I get better and then hopefully fully recover. I am getting better. I mean, I kind of can get a little bit more feeling. Like, I can feel my face now and stuff. So it's getting better.
When you were in the hospital, when you were getting the treatments and so forth, how did it feel to you knowing that there were people there to help you?
It felt great. It felt like, you know, I wasn't alone. I wasn't alone fighting this at all. There's people with me by my side.
Caleb, for the people who are listening right now, who are thinking, you know, should I give to this radiothon? Maybe they need my money and maybe they don't. What would you tell them?
Well, I'd tell them definitely, because the machine that I got was plasmapheresis. That machine was donated, and without them, I wouldn't even have a chance. You know, I probably wouldn't even be walking right now.
That is crazy.
If they could just put themselves in their shoes, if they have a kid or anybody at home thinking that, imagine if they couldn't walk, right? Or do stuff that a normal kid should do.
Because back in October, you were a normal kid, right?
Yeah.
Hey, our theme this year is superheroes. Caleb, who's your superhero?
My mom, because she was with me every step of the way through thick and thin, and she never left my side.